and delicious. Welcome to the SEO Rant. I am your host, Morty Overstreet. You might know me better as Wix's head SEO brand, but I'll remind you that this podcast is your unofficial Morty Magic and Morty Mania. For official Morty Magic and on the Mania side, check out Wix's Serps Up podcast over at wix.com/SEO/learn/podcast. When does the SEO Rant come out? Typically on Thursdays or Fridays. It all depends on how much I have on my plate on a given week. So it does make sense to subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. Where do you consume podcasts? Well, you can consume this podcast wherever. Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Podcasts until they kill it off. We are there. You can also find us at theseorant.com or on Twitter, which I refuse to call X, at SEO Rant. Introductions to the show out of the way. Let's get right to it as we have the founder of Botpresso, the one, the only, Nitin Manchado. Welcome to the SEO Rant, sir.
Thank you so much, Marty. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm happy to have you.
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm fine. Amazing. And that, for me, that's good. I'm not complaining, so we're good.
All right, you're not being German here?
Me and the Germans. No, you're in Germany, though, which is, how is that? That's fun. A lot of schnitzel, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good here.
Yeah, there's no schnitzel like German schnitzel. Okay, and before we get started, just want to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by SE Ranking. The SEO Rant today is brought to you by SE Ranking, the robust SEO toolkit designed for agency and in-house pros alike. SE Ranking delivers everything from keyword research to comprehensive reporting, perfect for elevating your SEO strategy. Tailored for small to mid-sized teams and seasoned professionals, it offers unique insights and flexible pricing to meet your needs. And now, SE Ranking is available in the Wix app market. Start optimizing today with SE Ranking, your trusted partner in SEO success. Check out the link in the show notes to this very podcast. With that, let's get into it, because Nitin, today we're talking about everything you need to do to enable your SEO agency to deliver high quality results for your clients. What do you need?
Oh, yes,
do?
I'm excited about
everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, so I think I'll give some background about myself and about my SEO experience. So yeah, I started my journey back in 2012 as a software engineer, worked in India primarily with startups for 4 years. And then I moved to Germany, joined this company called Trivago as their product manager for SEO. And in a year, they promoted me to global head of SEO. That was exciting, very stressful though. And yeah, and then fast forward, like 3 years back, I started Botpresso, my own SEO consultancy, because I love working with brands. And I, you know, when you're working as a consultancy, then you're also cutting off all the bureaucracy as well, which is what I love.
Nice.
So yeah, since then, I've been working with a lot of clients, you know, domestic, international, and yes, I think I have like a lot of stories about clients, which basically we are able to make them fly, and the clients which really struggle, right, despite promising a lot of things in the beginning. So yes, I'm happy to share, you know, everything, and not everything, but yeah, like most of it, right,
okay.
Today.
Your secret sauce is safe with you, but what are some of the non-secrets that you can tell us?
Yeah, I think I can share a lot of secrets and non-secrets like both today. And so this is basically about like, I'll just to, you know, begin with, I would say like some of the ingredients which make a client our favorite, right? For example, the support we get from there, right? And, you know, and their understanding of SEO. I think that's very important, because when you work with a client, right, sometimes they do not understand SEO at all and they want immediate results. Right. In the beginning, they would be very excited. They would say, okay, all in, we'll get you everything that you need. Right. And we understand, you know, SEO takes time. But from day second itself, they would say, where are the results? And even if you're working on something which is, for example, Core Web Vitals, they would say, can you give us quantitative numbers? Like what exactly we are looking at? Give us like, you know, a ballpark number about the expected increase in traffic for X. Yeah. Like for, let's say, a type of page, right? Which is, I think, very difficult. So their understanding of SEO really struggles. So of course, I mean, we try our best to answer them, explain them, you know, what it means and how we should look at it, right? But not everyone understands that, right? So I think that is something which makes, you know, you a good client or, you know, not so good client.
We talked about this on the Strips Out podcast. I'll link to it in the show notes with myself and Crystal. And that was the one thing we really harped on, was setting those expectations in the beginning. Because if we don't set the expectations, everything is just madness at a certain point. And even if the client's, you know, easygoing and they go with the flow, at a certain point, the shit's going to hit the fan. We're like, okay, I've been really patient, but I've been expecting A, B, and C this whole time, and you just haven't done it. And you're like, what? Like, when did that happen? I never told you I would do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the beginning, like these clients as well, where, you know, we align on some expectations and those expectations change gradually. And all of a sudden you realize, let's say in 3 months, 6 months, in some cases, that what we aligned on in the beginning is now completely changed because now there are new
Correct.
stakeholders involved and they have different expectations. And whatever we say, they don't want to, you know, digest that way. And they have like their own theories that they want to bring in, they want to force on us. Yeah, which is, yeah, a bit sad, I would say.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I think a lot of it, I think if you're listening to this podcast and you're new to the client space, one of the things to realize is that most of the people who are probably coming to you, they have an understanding of SEO. Obviously, they do because they're coming to you and asking for SEO work. But unless you're a very large company or they're very sophisticated, they're probably thinking about SEO kind of like social media, in which case it's going to be like, okay, the results are going to be very transparent. The results are going to be very immediate. And I'm going to be able to see exactly what's going on, exactly how it's happening. But as you all know, listening to this, SEO is not that. It's a slow burn, long-term gain, loyal long-term audiences for stable growth, yada, yada, yada. And no one knows the algorithm, and you can't see the retweets, and you can't see the likes, and it's a little bit more like diving into the weeds. So you really have to set up that communication to be at the very, very onset. Clear communication, paths of communication. I'm curious, how do you set up those very strong paths of communication? Because my experience, both working with clients, but also having hired agencies, the biggest thing that pisses me off about hiring an SEO agency is the lack of communication. I can't stand it.
Yeah, that's very true. So I think I would say we are still learning that because that is an art, you know, you cannot master, you know, like almost immediately. So even when we started, we were working with a lot of startups as well in the first phase of the, you know, BotPresso's journey. And there, in the beginning, we were feeling that okay, we are aligned because, you know, we had a written you know, agreement, and then we were exchanging emails for everything that we were aligning on. And then very soon you would realize they would, you know, the client would start throwing things on us, assuming that we are aligned on that. For example, let's say we are working on just SEO, right? And for example, let's say ASO was not part of that. They would just say, hey, can you help us on this? If you say yes, that becomes part of your, you know, your ownership. That really becomes difficult, right? And then, you know, that tiny ASO, can you just help us, becomes, you know, your own baby. So that basically messes the whole thing. But now I think as you grow, as you know, grow as an agency, as you start working with more and more clients and learn these things, you become more and more clearer with your communication. You say, hey, you know, that is not part of the scope, right? If you want, or yeah, if you're up for it, right, you can say, we can help you just one-off on this. But if you want us to work on this regularly, then we need to, you know, talk about that as well. So now we are being more clear on that. And in some cases, I think it becomes more difficult when you're working with people who do not understand SEO. For example, let's say someone who has just run paid campaigns the whole life, and all of a sudden becomes SEO head or marketing head, who is now leading SEO as well. And they would come, they would say, hey, okay, let's talk about, you know, this initiative and give me exact number. So that becomes very difficult, right? Because their expectations, you just cannot align with that,
It's a
because
different
these
mindset.
people are. Yeah, exactly. And there are people who are at those profiles, but they understand, right? And they are open for learning, you know, how SEO works. But then there are people who do not want to learn that, and they still want to, you know, believe in their own theories. And that is where things become more
That's
difficult.
when it's a mess. That's when it's time to run. There's so many times you can tell in like 5 seconds. You get on a call with someone and you can tell if like they want to hear what you have to say, or if they'll let you talk, but then they're coming at you like, yeah, but I think, and you're like, oh no, here we go. I know what you think, and it's not the right thing, and I'm not going to convince you otherwise. And that's when it's but you that's when I my personal opinion is time to drop the client like it's hot.
Oh yes. Well, I have a recent example of that. So we were working with a client. It was, I think, one of the most difficult clients we have ever worked with, and we will not want to sign a client like that ever in our lives, right? So here, whatever we were suggesting, right? We were telling that, hey, we want to work on this, and we have some hypothesis. We want to run a quick A/B test to prove that, and only then we'll scale it up because we don't want you to, commit for 3 months, 6 months of, all the resources. And the client would come back saying, oh, we already ran these experiments because in the past, one of the well-known consultants suggested us to do that. And we would say, okay, that's fine. We would also learn from that. Do you have any past documentation that you can share with us? And the client would say, yes, why not? And they would go back, come back, after a couple of days, say, oh, we do not have any documents there, right? But we cannot do this because, in the past, like one of those special consultants recommended and something. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And not just for one, right? If it was like one or two case, I could understand that. But for every damn thing that you were suggesting, it was the same reply. Man, that was really difficult. Like whatever direction you go, you will see the doors closed. Yeah, that was really annoying.
It's not worth the time. And we actually, Crystal and I have a whole episode about when you should not take an SEO client on, and that's a good case. My
I will
favorite is,
definitely
and
check it out.
yeah, I'll send it to you. It's cathartic to listen to. It's also painful to listen to, in my opinion. Inevitably, you have something like that. I always get my favorite is, tell me the best keywords. I had someone recently ask me this. I'm like, the best. Well, what do you mean by best? And if there are, and inevitably, okay, I'll tell you, like, we're in a rant, so we can say what we want, right? The worst person, in my opinion, the worst kind of client is someone who knows marketing, because they
Yeah.
think they understand, but they don't understand. So they'll say things like, tell me the best keywords. I'm like, well, how do you define best? Like the most search volume, or the keywords where my competitor, like, great. Like, yes, you want to rank for the keyword with 50,000 search volumes. I get it. We all do. But your website is not there. So the best keyword for you is this, even though you think that that's the best keyword, that's not the best keyword. In a year, 2 years, 3 years, probably, that might be the best keyword for you. And inevitably, you get into these arguments, or not arguments, because you shouldn't argue. You get into these situations where you have, like, the head of marketing who thinks they understand SEO because they've been working, let's say, on the social side, or they've been working on the PPC side, or they're really great at analytics and whatever it is, but they don't understand how SEO actually works. And I don't, there's never a good way out of that, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think here this reminds me about another client. So where we were working with head of marketing, your favorite profile that you just
My
mentioned about,
favorite position at
right?
the agent, at the client, the
Absolutely.
head of marketing.
Yeah. So we were working with them, and we were presenting the growth we did for this brand in last 9 months, right? It was so exciting. Like everywhere, all the initiatives that we worked on, they were going pretty good. And yeah, we were presenting, and like I felt like the guy was not even interested in these numbers, right? He was like, yeah. And then when we were done with this, he was like, hey, he opened Semrush and he took us to Content Gap, and he was like, look at this, we versus a competitor, right? We have these keywords. Why we're ranking number two and not one? These guys are ranking one. And then we told him that, hey, we have like hundreds of initiatives already we are working on, right? If you look at these initiatives, the opportunity is not that big. But if you want us to work on that, we are happy to pick that, right? It's a tiny one, but we would need some support from your side because to own this, we would need content support, technical support, and so on. He was like, yeah, sure, do that. So after the meeting, we got a whiteboard, and then we started planning on that, right? So after exactly a week's time, we shared a detailed plan that, hey, these are the cluster we were missing right now, and to completely own them, these are the support we need from your side. And then we didn't hear back from him, and we
Nice.
followed up like at least five times. Nothing happened, and then we got on a call, requested him to join. He didn't come there, and then 3 months later, he again asked the same question, guys, what's the plan on that? And we were like, okay, hold on a second. And then I opened my inbox, showed him that, hey, we already sent this to you. He was like, oh, I missed that. And that was lame, right? I mean,
Yeah.
we put a lot of efforts, we planned everything, and we are now requesting for resources, and you're not giving us that support, that bandwidth. So yeah, that was really, struggle. And I think here I would say head of marketing, which is, of course, I mean, like you rightly mentioned, right? There's a concern about, how you see SEO, how you digest it, right? But also the ownership. So the guy was there. I think every like once every 3 months, the guy wakes up and talks about SEO, and that's it. And then he goes for that 3 month sleep again, right?
That's
So
good.
that really
That's
hurts. I think that is something which is not a nice situation to be in, I guess.
yeah, no, that's like where you need to have like one good person who's like really advocating for you within the organization when you have something like that. Like, okay, like the marketing manager's not in on it, but like I don't know, like the assistant to the marketing manager is in on it and they can help you advocate. You know what helps you if you're advocating for better rankings? Also Asked mines and organizes Google's People Also Asked data in real time, showing you the next most likely question your search is going to ask. Best of all, it's completely free to try. You don't even need to create an account. Also Asked has the world's only API for People Also Asked data, meaning you can combine this data directly with AI tools such as ChatGPT to supercharge your content briefs and write great content at scale. Go to alsoask.com and use the code SEORANT to get 10% off. Now that I'm done earning money, let's get back to the actual content, which actually is my question about content. With the content landscape shifting, and I think the whole internet is shifting, and I don't think people realize how much is shifting. And we're talking about expectations. How do you get the buy-in when you're dealing with a client and you're trying to enable them to do the right thing in order to grow? If their entire outlook, forget about SEO, but their entire outlook about how the web works and how content works and how users work and how brand works is completely screwed up.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person and the team you're working with, right? Sometimes when agencies sign you, right, and there are people who would not want, you to bring your recommendations, but work on their recommendation, that is, a very tough situation to work in. I'll give you an example of one of the most successful campaigns that we recently worked on, and it is also my favorite brand, and I love the person I was working with. So yeah, I think actually name the brand as well. It's called Head Out, right? And amazing team. And the person I was working with, he was the best, right? Like among all the people I've worked with till date. And it was really a pleasure working with this person because whenever you talk about anything SEO, he would say, "Okay, Nitin, I trust you. If you want to test it out, just go ahead," right? And we were testing a lot of things, and it was not. So when you're asking for any requirements, for example, if I need data, team, to share some insights with me, he would not say that I'll, work with the team and get back to you next week or so. He would say, "Okay, let me check if the person is available. I can get him in this call itself." I was like, "Okay, that's awesome." And you would have that person in the same call. You'll start working on that from the next sprint itself. That was so fantastic, right? And now, when we started working with these guys, and 12 months after, there was an increase of 1,000% in the revenue.
There you
1,000%.
go.
It was right after COVID, right? But still, I think if you talk about the revenue, right, it was 1,000%. And if you look at like any metric SEO related, you talk about, the number of non-branded visits they're getting on any type that they had, any type of page they had, it was just increasing. And the results were fantastic, and the team was really happy. And as we also got like some awards. We also won some awards, for that campaign. So really happy about it. And that was,
Nice.
I think, if you ask me to define a perfect client, right, I would just think about Head Out and list down everything, that we were, working with them.
Yep. And that's what I'm like, if you find that one good person who's really, and this is what I feel like clients make a mistake. They feel like, okay, you're going to come in and you're going to do this for me. I'm not doing anything for you. I'll do this with you. If you're not bought in, why are you even paying me? But it's crazy because a lot of times people will pay you and they have no intention of actually being bought in and doing the hard work that you actually need to do to get anything done. It's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now, we have like a lot of examples where people do not even understand SEO or marketing at all, right? But they hired us, right? They spoke with us. And they ask us like a lot of questions in the beginning, but when they signed us, now they trust us completely, right? So whatever we say, they would say okay, right? And here again, expectation alignment. In the beginning, we spoke with them that hey, we would also go wrong, right? Because SEO is all about experimenting, and there is no one size fits all solution. So we would also be experimenting a lot of things on your domain specifically. Are you game for that? They would say yes, and they would stick to that. So we will run experiments out of, let's say, 10, even if we fail on five of them, right? The other five, they work, right? And they are the ones which will give you 100%, 200%, 1000% in some cases impact. So yeah, we if you have a lot of these clients, they are trusting us blindly, and it's actually paying off for them. And also we are excited because, yeah, we know there is someone who's trusting us, our abilities, and we are always giving our 1000%.
It never make any sense to me. You hired me, now you don't trust me. Why'd you hire me? It's very strange. It's really weird. Speaking of weird, social media is weird. And where on social media can people find you?
Well, social media, I'm very active on Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm very SEO friendly. If you can just search for my name
You're
on
optimized.
Google as well, you'll find my profiles there.
Nice. We'll link to them in the show notes. You're not on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok,
I
not
ask that
active
to
there.
everybody, by the way. Every episode. I was like, no,
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok. Kidding me?
Yeah. No, I use Instagram every now and then, but TikTok is still an unexplored, tool for me yet. I'm planning to be
Cool.
more active there, looking at how it's growing, especially for social commerce and everything around that. I've recently read like a couple of really exciting case studies on that. So that is basically exciting me to go more on that.
Oh, you say you're a better person than me. I'm like, I'm not dancing or falling downstairs. I'm an old person. I'm not doing that. But good for you for
Yeah.
exploring new things and tasting new recipes. I'm old. I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually working with a couple of brands which are fast commerce brands, just like Shein. So I think for these kind of brands where there are a lot of Gen Z checking these brands every now and then, right? So I just want to see how these tools can help us with the growth, not SEO only, but in general growth.
Well, if you're looking for growth, check out Nitin. Definitely follow him on social media. He's a great follow, super expertise, super nice, really nice. You're a nice person, by the way. Just want to say that to you
Thank
and
you,
to your
man.
face. Yeah. You're like one of the good people in SEO. Dear audience, that'll do it for this episode of the SEO Rant. Where can you find the SEO Rant? You already found it. You listened to an entire freaking episode. But in case you don't know where to find it, you can find it on wherever you consume podcasts, which would be SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Podcasts, until Google cancels Google Podcasts. I keep forgetting they're going to do that. I actually like Google Podcasts. On the SEORant.com, at SEO Rant on Twitter. Nitin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure to have you. And to the audience, toodles.